This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House Ways and Means Committee started working through several revenue-raising bills Monday, including a hike in the cigarette tax. There was the expected health-related testimony, like this from Tobacco-Free Living's director, Dr. Michael Johnson.
In Louisiana, more than 23% of adults and 12% of youth smoke cigarettes. The only product that, when used as directed, will kill half of all its users.
There were fiscal responsibility arguments like this from Louisiana Budget Project Director Jan Moeller.
The current cigarette tax, the third lowest in the country, it brings in a little over $100 million a year. But the cost to taxpayers of treating smoking-related illness in Louisiana is about $700 million a year.
The original bill proposed raising the state cigarette tax from the current 36 cents per pack to $1.54. the national average. That would bring in about $240 million in new revenue. Opponents like Herb Hargraves argued fairness.
This bill would make the total tax burden on a pack of cigarettes 56.2%. Consumers will pay more in taxes than they will for the actual product.
The bill was amended to only match Mississippi's tax of 68 cents per pack. Then Gonzales Representative Eddie Lambert offered an amendment dedicating the new tax revenue to Medicaid.
So this $68 million could turn into about $200 million.
Kenner Representative Julie Stokes objected to the amendment.
As a legislature, we have very few choices on how to solve this budget problem, which is created largely by dedications.
But that amendment was approved 12-4, and the entire bill earned an 11-5 vote in favor. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.